Is there any way that Lewy body dementia could have contributed to a person taking their own life?
Not the disease itself, but the unknown, the fear, the anxiety, not getting answers, not even knowing that he had Lewy body dementia, which is only definitively diagnosed at autopsy. The symptoms can be so mixed that patients can present with something that looks like Parkinson's and be treated for a disease like Parkinson's, yet sometimes the medications for Parkinson's, a lot of times, will exacerbate the symptoms of Lewy body dementia, even causing delusions or hallucinations, other types of symptoms. So because of the way it can present differently from other forms of dementia, the treatment can actually make the disease worse.
What exactly causes Lewy body dementia?
Lewy bodies are an alpha-synuclein protein. This is a protein that's found in the cortical areas of the brain in Lewy body dementia. It causes symptoms like hallucination, poor regulation of body functions, like a person may have abnormal sweating or loss of continence with their bowels or bladder, even drops in blood pressure that can lead to falls, and fluctuation in attention and alertness, leading to daytime napping and sleepiness.
Is Lewy body dementia something that can be treated?
Unlike other forms where there are medications that can slow or delay the progression of the dementia, there's no such medication for Lewy body dementia that's been shown to treat or delay the progression of the disease. The hope that we have is that people will get diagnosed and the doctors will understand the medications that can exacerbate it and focus on improving sleep. There is a rapid eye movement behavior disorder with Lewy body dementia that disrupts the sleep, where people actually act out their dreams during sleep. So on top of dealing with movement disorders, maybe depression or anxiety, you also have the sleep deprivation, which can exacerbate the whole disease process. There are medications that can help with the sleep and that can help with the coping.
It's not a rare disease. I think more than a million people are known to have it.
About 1.3 million, which is, you know, less than half the incidence or the number of patients with Alzheimer's dementia, but still a large number, 1.3 million people, especially with the confusing presentation and delayed time to diagnosis because the presentations can be so different and many times confused with Parkinson's disease.
So it sounds like a big problem here is that enough people in the medical community are not aware of the differences.
Exactly. These disorders are clinically diagnosed. There's not a blood test or a scan.
Is it considered as bad as Alzheimer's, worse than Alzheimer's? How does it compare?
In my brief study of this subject, it is worse than Alzheimer's because of the unknown and the lack of any good treatment for it. However, there are things caregivers and families can do to help improve the quality of life, of things like reducing the clutter and distracting noises in the person's environment so that there's less confusion, focusing on the successes, not their failures, and focusing on how it's best not to correct or quiz a person with dementia or point out the fact that they are hallucinating, delusional, but to reassure them and validate their concerns.
Who's most at risk for Lewy body dementia?
Certainly people over 50 or 60 years old, and there's a male predominance with Lewy body dementia, almost a 3-to-1 male to female predominance.
Any reason why?
No idea. There's not a genetic link that they've found or risk factors that we can identify that are associated with it.
Dr. Bendel, thank you for being with me.
Thank you.